Chapter 2. And thou, be speaking what doth become the sound teaching. Age men to be temperate, brave, sober, sound in the faith, in the love, in the endurance. Aged women, in like manner, in deportment as doth become sacred persons, not false accusers, to much wine not enslaved, of good things teachers. That they may make the young women sober-minded, to be lovers of their husbands, lovers of their children. Sober, pure, keepers of their own houses, good, subject to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be evil spoken of. The younger men, in like manner, be exhorting to be sober-minded. Concerning all things thyself showing a pattern of good works, in the teaching uncorruptedness, gravity, incorruptibility. Discourse sound, irreprehensible, that he, who is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say concerning you. Servants, to their own masters are to be subject, in all things to be well-pleasing, not gainsaying. Not purloining, but showing all good steadfastness, that the teaching of God our Saviour they may adorn in all things. For the saving grace of God was manifested to all men, teaching us, that denying the impiety, and the worldly desires, soberly and righteously, and piously we may live in the present age, waiting for the blessed hope, and manifestation of the glory of our great God, and Saviour Jesus Christ, who did give himself for us, that he might ransom us from all lawlessness, and might purify to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things be speaking, and exhorting, and convicting, with all charge. Let no one despise thee.